This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
7:45, quarter till 8, time for Bank on It. Some financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, the COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. How you doing, Jason Shields?
Doing good, Tommy. How you doing today?
I am okay. I know it's Cybersecurity Month, and you want to talk about protecting our money, right? And I'm all for that.
Yeah. So October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, Tommy, and I just want to go through a couple of common tactics that are being used in the financial space currently. So hopefully your listeners can pick something up and not be caught into these things.
Let's hope.
So I would like to start off with a stat. So the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Division in 2024 reported about $16.6 billion in Internet crime loss. Now, the number seems pretty big, but what makes the number even scarier, Tommy, is the fact that that's just what was reported to the FBI, and you know that's not the real number.
Yeah, so
the real
number, people get embarrassed, right? People get embarrassed and they don't report it.
Exactly. Nobody really wants to say, "Hey, by the way, I was hacked, and it was my fault," right? Mm-hmm. So, a couple things I want to talk about. The first one is one that seems to be picking up steam lately, and it's spoofed websites and clone sign-in pages. Now, this isn't just specific to your bank site. This could be your credit card, your investment account, even things like your Microsoft account, your Apple ID. In essence, what the hackers basically do is they make an incredibly believable spoof of the page that you would use to sign into something, your online banking account or what have you. And then through a variety of means, they're able to identify individuals who potentially have an account at these sites, right? And they do that in a number of ways. The most common is they just look at previous, you know, hacked email addresses, and they'll take those email addresses and spam the internet with it to see where else you have an account, because they'll know if they go to sign in, they say this is the wrong password, boom. They basically identified that email address has an account there. And anything financial is obviously a honeypot for these guys. So once they know that you have an account somewhere, what they'll do is they'll send you a fairly believable text message or an email saying something urgent. Click here, your account's been compromised, or click here or else you'll lose access to your account, or your account's been taken over. Something along those lines, right? Some incredibly serious call to action that makes you click on that link because you don't want to lose access to your money. Now, the reality is once you click that link, it takes you to a login page that looks very similar or exactly like the one you usually use. You put your information in, and within minutes, they've basically taken over your account. The rise of AI has made this incredibly fast and scary in its deployment. And so some things that I just want everyone to know. First, if you get a text message from someone saying, "Oh my God, this is urgent," I don't know many businesses in the world, if it's incredibly urgent, that aren't going to pick up a phone and call you, Tommy. So that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. If you ever get a link in a text message, I don't click on those either, right? You don't know where it's going to go. You can usually see the address it takes you to, and it's probably not your site. So in general, what we tell everyone, if you get a text message, legitimate or not, just go to the actual app on your phone or go to the actual bank or credit card or investment account's website and log in, because then you'll actually know you're talking to the real site and not something else. The other thing, and this is personally what I do, I just pick up the phone and call whoever I'm dealing with, right? And just call, talk to someone, say, hey, this is what I got, and they can tell you whether or not it's a legitimate thing. But it's becoming especially rampant nowadays with that. So
that's what it's important to know the banker you're doing business with too, I would think, right? So you know if you, it's like, Jason, did you text me? Do we have this problem or not?
100%, Tommy, right? You know, I've said it before to you. I don't think there's any banker in the world that gets upset when you pick up the phone and call them, because, you know, they love talking to you, seeing what you have going on. And, you know, it's, no one's ever going to say, oh, my God, you're bothering me because you called me about this, I assure you. And if they do, perhaps you're with the wrong institution.
Mm-hmm.
So another one I want to talk about, and this one's a somewhat rampant one, is what's called the mobile wallet scam. So everyone who has a debit card or credit card knows at some point it's been caught up in some compromise, right? You get the message, hey, your card's been disabled because it's been a compromise. And so that's just the ones people know about, right? But the ones they don't know about, what the hackers have started doing is, and they'll either physically take your card or have the numbers through some type of a breach. They'll add it into their Apple Pay or their Google Pay. And when you do that, what'll happen is a number will get text messaged to you, right? So the hackers know your card number, and so they know your phone number. They'll call you and act like they're from the bank and say, hey, I need you to verify this code that I just sent you. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely the worst thing you could ever do, right? No, none of those one-time codes that get texted to people are things that the banker is ever going to ask for. We don't want to know what that code is. But if you give that code out, in essence, they've taken your card that they've either stolen from you or gotten the numbers in some other means. They've added it to their Apple Pay, and they can just go out there and spend all your money until you disable it. It's incredibly fast. It's incredibly quick. Usually the scammers will go buy gift cards because they know they can get those quickly and they're fairly untraceable. So that's another one that I just tell everyone, be careful of. Never give out those one-time codes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's pretty scary how quickly that one happens. And then another one I want to talk about, and this one sounds fairly science fiction-y, but it is unfortunately true, and that is someone adding their face ID to your phone. So we all have phones that we unlock with our face, right, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier than typing in a password. You can log into your banking account. You can log into your credit card. You can log into whatever. So a scam that's taken up steam in the past year or so is the hackers will ask to physically access your phone or ask you for your PIN, right? So a common trick is they'll say, hey, can I add my contact info to your phone? They'll accidentally lock it. You either give them your PIN number or you unlock it and give it back to them. And then within minutes, what they do is they add their face to your face ID. Now, okay, Jason, that's great. What are they going to do with that? Now, there's two things, right? either one, they're going to use that Face ID to log into your bank accounts and move money around, or sometimes the scammers will wait and steal your phone at a later point in time and then do the same thing. And it's incredibly scary, and it's incredibly rampant, if I'm being honest with you, right? Because most of us consider Face ID fairly secure.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I tell everyone to do with this is there's a security feature that iPhones have by default that's turned off, which is called stolen device protection. And in essence, what that does is if you were to add a face to your phone and you weren't actually in your physical home location, it forces you to wait before you can actually add the face to the phone. It's, you know, it's one of those things, right? 80% of the time it's going to stop a hack. 20% of the time it's going to be annoying. But I'd rather be annoyed as a user having to wait an hour to add my face than, you know, basically open it up so that someone could take my phone and log into everything that I have. So it's, to kind of bring that home, Tommy, there's a couple of things that what are the core habits that everyone should do? The first thing is, and everyone tells me this is a fairly annoying thing, but I highly encourage it. Make sure you turn on multi-factor authentication, right? Mm-hmm. One of those things that sends you a text message or an email or what have you, and never give those codes out when they come. Always use unique and strong passwords. This one's, security 101, right? But whenever your account is breached somewhere else, the first thing that the spammers do is go across the internet and try your username and password everywhere. So just make sure, you use a unique password for your digital banking accounts. And then if anything ever seems urgent or someone sends you a message saying that something is going to happen if you don't react quickly, I would always pick up the phone and call somebody. It's just easier that way.
Yep, misdirection. So, they try to get you panicked and looking one way and not thinking about the logical part of it, right?
Unfortunately. So I'll wrapping it up, Tommy. I'd like to encourage everyone here at the bank every October, we offer cybersecurity seminars, right? There's these 1-hour seminars after hours where we just kind of get customers together with our information security officer, and they can talk way more in depth about these things, the scams they're seeing, the stuff that they see. Just want to talk about password management or something like that. So if anyone has an interest, they're more than welcome to go to golfbank.com, give us a call, step in a branch. They can register for one of these seminars. They're free. We don't charge anything. We're really just trying to get them information out there so customers can protect themselves, or non-customers.
And what's the website? The website again, Jason, before we go?
Golfbank.com.
Golfbank.com. You got it. Some very valuable information. Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Financial insights you can count on. Hopefully we help somebody not get ripped off, if possible. 7:54. Traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.